Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Hello and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio. This is Radio Baugan. You're very welcome to the program. And let's start with a translation list from one of our trimestral books. This is the Singapore book. So let's go. Los lunes voy a la carnicería. Los lunes voy a la carnicería. Now, two ways of saying this. On Mondays, because it's los lunes, on Mondays I go to the butcher's, using the Saxon genitive, or simply, on Mondays I go to the butcher. Two ways of saying it. Mi hijo tiene mucho sueño y yo también tengo mucho sueño. Mi hijo tiene mucho sueño y yo también tengo mucho sueño. My son is very sleepy and I'm very sleepy too. You can contract my son is to my sons, but I prefer not to say that. I prefer my son is very sleepy and I'm very sleepy too, but you will hear that contraction, my sons. And of course you might think, mi hijo, my sons. Ah, so it's my son is, but contracted to my sons. Ella siempre compra fruta en el supermercado. She always buys fruit. And be careful of this pronunciation. It's not fruit. Fruit. One syllable. Fruit. She always buys fruit at the supermarket. Él tiene dolor de cabeza y yo tengo dolor de cabeza también. Él tiene dolor de cabeza y yo tengo dolor de cabeza también. He has a headache and I have a headache too. Not headache. Headache. He has a headache and I have a headache too. Su jefe de ella suele hablar con su jefe de él cada mañana también. Su jefe de ella suele hablar con su jefe de él cada mañana también. Her boss usually speaks to his boss every morning too. Her boss usually speaks to his boss every morning too. Usually. Now think of an Argentinian person saying Asia. Asia. Her boss usually speaks to his boss every morning too. Lo solemos hacer por la mañana. Lo solemos hacer por la mañana. We usually do it in the morning. In the morning. We usually do it in the morning. Siempre habláis de fútbol en la oficina. Siempre habláis del fútbol, de fútbol en la oficina. You always talk about football at the office. Now you could say in the office too, but you always talk about football at the office. Now, minor difference between the verb to speak and the verb to talk. It's a minor difference. You could even say it's not even a difference. The verb to speak is a little bit more formal and the verb to talk is a bit less formal. So you could perfectly say you always speak about football at the office, but talk tends to indicate it's just an informal conversation. Hacen detergente en esta fábrica. Hacen detergente en esta fábrica. They make detergent with a strong G. They make detergent at this factory. They make detergent at this factory. No suele hacer las tareas domésticas el fin de semana. No suele hacer las tareas domésticas en el fin de semana. I don't usually do the housework at the weekend. I don't usually do the housework at the weekend. In American English, you would say on the weekend. Of course, both are right. I don't usually do the housework on the weekend. I don't usually do the housework at the weekend. El mío no está encima del suyo, de él. El mío no está encima del suyo, de él. Mine isn't on top of his. Mine isn't on top of his. Tracy, which is usually a girl's name, occasionally a man's name, but usually a girl's name. Tracy no suele hacer muchas galletas. Tracy no suele hacer muchas galletas. Tracy doesn't usually make a lot of cookies in American English. Tracy doesn't usually make a lot of cookies. In British English, Irish English, we say biscuits, not biscuits, biscuits. But you must be careful. If you go to the United States, when all of this pandemic has finished, if you go to the United States and you ask for biscuits, you won't get galletas, you'll get something which is a bit like what in British and Irish English is called a scone or a scone, which is a flat cake. A flat cake may be maybe 5-6 centimetres high, round, and it's savoury, salty, it's not sweet. Mi hermano no va a la oficina en autobús. Mi hermano no va a la oficina en autobús. My brother doesn't go to the office by bus. My brother doesn't go to the office by bus. Su hijo de ellos no habla muy bien el francés y tampoco habla bien el italiano. Su hijo de ellos no habla muy bien el francés y tampoco habla bien el italiano. Their son doesn't speak French very well, and he doesn't speak good Italian either. Now, this is a long sentence. Their son doesn't speak French very well, and he doesn't speak good Italian either. Tampoco tenemos trabajo. Tampoco tenemos trabajo. We don't have a job either. We don't have a job either. We don't have a job either. Both pronunciations are correct. No habláis mucho. No habláis mucho. You don't talk very much. You don't talk very much. Now, we have a good expression. We have some good expressions about this in English. Ask me if I prefer people who talk a lot or people who don't talk very much. Fitz, do you prefer people who talk a lot or people who don't talk very much? I prefer people who don't talk very much. And you might say, well, you're always talking. Well, on the radio, yes. But we have some good expressions. Empty vessels make most noise, which is about people who talk too much. And still waters run deep. So empty vessels make most noise. Still waters run deep. La gente no compra pan en el médico. La gente no compra pan en el médico. People don't buy bread at the doctor's, using Saxon genitive, meaning the doctor's office, the doctor's clinic. I would say people don't buy bread at the doctor. People don't buy bread at the doctor. ¿Dónde está la tuya? ¿Dónde está la tuya? Where's yours? Where's yours? When you say where, bring it from the front of your mouth. Make sure you don't say where from the front of your mouth. Where? Where's yours? Where is yours? Where's yours? ¿Con quién hablas en el tren? ¿Con quién hablas en el tren? Who do you talk to on the train? Who do you talk to on the train? Can you say in the train? Yes, you can. But because there's so much confusion between in and on, I recommend on for train and on for plane, on for bus, and in the car. So if you can stand up inside, like on the train, on the plane, on the bus, then you can say on. If you can't stand up and you're in your car, it's in. Because if you say, I'm on my car, it means you're standing on top. ¿Sueles hacerte la cama por la mañana? ¿Sueles hacerte la cama por la mañana? Do you usually make your bed in the morning? Do you usually make your bed in the morning? Yes, I usually make my bed in the morning. So do you usually, do you usually make your bed in the morning? Yes, I usually make my bed in the morning, always in the morning. Now we're going to review something we've done hundreds and hundreds of times, but it's an important point, not just for the grammar, but for the pronunciation of it's, for the contraction of it is, and for the possessive adjective it's. So you must say it's. Now think of, at least in Madrid, if you're not very polite, and the way you call a waiter or a taxi, you go tss, tss, tss. So it's that sound, it's. So I will say Valdepeñas wine, and I want you to say it's famous for its wine. It's famous for its wine. Valdepeñas wine, Valdepeñas wine. It's famous. It's famous for its wine. It's famous for its wine. Auto da fe, famous, mus. Rome Colosseum. Rome Colosseum. It's famous for its Colosseum. It's famous for its Colosseum. Elda Shoes. Elda Shoes. It's famous for its shoes. It's famous for its shoes. London Bridges. London Bridges. It's famous for its bridges. It's famous for its bridges. One of my favorite bridges in the world is the Tower Bridge in London, with the two towers either side. A beautiful bridge. Rioja Wine. Rioja Wine. It's famous for its wine. It's famous for its wine. Madrid football teams. Now, football. I use the word football, but I mean something different. I mean what we call Gaelic football, Irish football. Mostly when we say football, we're talking about soccer. Of course, if you go to the United States, you're going to talk about American football. If you go to Canada, you talk about Canadian football. And if you go to Australia, New Zealand, they'll talk about footy, which is short for football, but they mean rugby. Or in Australia, it can mean Australian rules. So it can get a bit confusing. New York skyscrapers. New York skyscrapers. It's famous for its skyscrapers. It's famous for its skyscrapers. Elche shoes. Elche shoes. It's famous for its shoes. It's famous for its shoes. San Francisco Bay. San Francisco Bay. It's famous for its bay. It's famous for its bay. Beautiful song by Tony Bennett. I left my heart in San Francisco. It's called the City by the Bay. The City by the Bay. Guisando. Bulls. Guisando. Bulls. It's famous for its bulls. It's famous for its bulls. Cork. Bars. Cork. Bars. It's famous for its bars. It's famous for its bars. Some of the best bars in the world. Now, I was at home in Cork for Christmas because I went home and completed my 2 weeks of quarantine on my sister's farm in the middle of Ireland, in a beautiful place with her husband and her family. 2 weeks there in quarantine, then went down to Cork. But for the first time since I was, I suppose, 18 years old, I couldn't go to the bars. The poor Irish people, the bars are shut. They have been shut since the beginning of December. And you know how Irish people like to drink. And of course, this week we had St. Patrick's Day and the people had to celebrate at home. Segovia Aqueduct. Aqueduct. It's famous for its aqueduct. It's famous for its aqueduct. Avila Walls. Avila Walls. It's famous for its walls. It's famous for its walls. Modena Ferraris. Modena Ferraris. It's famous for its Ferraris. It's famous for its Ferraris. Deusto University. Deusto University. It's famous for its university. It's famous for its university. Milan Fashion. Milan Fashion. It's famous for its fashion. It's famous for its fashion. Santiago de Compostela Cathedral. Santiago de Compostela Cathedral. It's famous for its cathedral. It's famous for its cathedral. Santiago de Compostela Students. Careful of the pronunciation here. Students. It's famous for its students. It's famous for its students. All of us here at Vaughan Systems, Richard, everybody, we all have a mission, one of many missions we have. We want to eliminate the Spanish E in front of words that begin with S plus consonant. How do you eliminate it? You link. So you don't say its students. We say its students. Its students. St. Petersburg, St. Petersburg, not Saint. St. Petersburg Museum. Museum. St. Petersburg Museum. It's famous for its museum. It's famous for its museum. Albacete Knives. One knife, two knives. It's famous for its knives. It's famous for its knives. Dijon Mustard. Dijon Mustard. It's famous for its mustard. It's famous for its mustard. Salamanca University. Salamanca University. It's famous for its university. Rio de Janeiro Carnival. Rio de Janeiro Carnival. It's famous for its carnival. It's famous for its carnival. Jerez Sherry. Jerez Sherry. It's famous for its sherry. It's famous for its sherry. Singapore Ban on chewing gum. Now, ban means, a ban means something is forbidden. It's prohibited. A ban. B-A-N. Singapore, ban on chewing gum. It's famous for its ban on chewing gum. You can't eat chewing gum in public in Singapore because it's an incredibly clean place. Speaking of Singapore, I want to mention my good friend and colleague, Daryl, who is not feeling the best at the moment, one of the great Vaughan people. And he has a close connection, of course, through his family with Singapore. New Zealand rugby. New Zealand rugby. It's famous for its rugby. It's famous for its rugby. If you go to New Zealand, is a great sporting nation. It's a nation with a population very similar to the Republic of Ireland. But per head of capita, it's the most successful Olympic participating country in the world. They have an incredible number of medals in all kinds of sports and in the Winter Olympics. For its size, it's incredible. And of course, they have traditionally, they're the best rugby nation in the world. It's like a religion there. Lepe jokes. Lepe jokes. It's famous for its jokes. It's famous for its jokes. Lepe strawberries. Lepe strawberries. It's famous for its strawberries with a strong B. It's famous for its strawberries. All right, let's do a little bit of vocabulary here. Okay. So this is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 2. Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 2. Here we go. Abundante. Abundante. Abundant. Abundant. Now, I have to mention a piece of advice here. When you're using vocabulary, and if in doubt, take a little bit of a gamble. Take a little bit of a risk. Use the Latin form. It will work at least half of the time. Because in English, the Latin terms, the terms with a Latin origin, tend to be more formal. So you might sound very formal, and people might say, whoa, that's strange. I understand you, but it's strange. So if in doubt, use the Latin form. This is advice I gave to some very special students of mine lately that I have to mention, which are Carmen, Paloma, Rafael, and Roberto. So if in doubt, use the Latin. Abundante. Abundant. Abundant. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. Here's an example that does not work. Cariñoso, affectionate. Cariñoso, affectionate. Not affectionate, even though it's spelt affectionate. Affectionate. Así como. Así como. As well as. As well as. Durmiendo o dormido. Durmiendo o dormido. Asleep. I was asleep when the telephone rang. My child is asleep. Jaula. Jaula. Cage. Like Nicolas Cage. Calefacción central. Calefacción central. Central heating. Central heating. Fresco, as in temperature. Fresco. Temperature. Cool. It's very cool this morning. In the cool of the evening. Fanático. Fanático. Fanatic. Or fan. If you're talking about sport, you would talk about a fan. Basura. Basura. Garbage, trash, rubbish, litter. Rubbish is the more British English term. Garbage and trash, American. Miel. Miel. Honey. Honey. Very common thing for American people to call their loved one, their partner, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their wife, their husband. Honey. Honey. And a good expression for you. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Meaning, you'll have more success in life in getting people to do things for you if you are kind and motivating. Por adelantado. Por adelantado. In advance. I want the payment in advance. Mientras tanto. Mientras tanto. In the meantime, or meanwhile. So be careful, don't mix the two. In the meantime, or meanwhile. Longitud. Longitud. Length. Length. Medianoche. Medianoche. Midnight. Midnight. I'll meet you at midnight. Great 70s, 1970s song by a band called Smokey. A British band. Nativo. Nativo. Native. Native. Don't forget the V at the end. Native. Psicológico. Psicológico. Psychological. Psychological. fresas, strawberries, and frambuesas, raspberries. Now, raspberries is spelt R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-I-E-S. But it's not raspberries, raspberries. The P is really silent. You might say, well, why is it there? I don't know. We're not responsible for these things. We don't know who put it there. Agradecido. Agradecido. Thankful. I'm very thankful to you. Lograr o llevar a cabo. Lograr o llevar a cabo. To accomplish. To achieve. Desaparecer. Desaparecer. To disappear. To disappear. Fluir. Fluir. To flow. The river flows to the sea. The state, the psychological state of flow, as written. So there's a great psychologist. He's still alive. His name is, if I can pronounce it properly, Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi. Yeah, he's a Hungarian gentleman, the retired professor of psychology of the University of Chicago. And he studied extensively and wrote extensively about being in the zone, achieving a state of flow. If you look it up, if you look up flow and in the zone, it's very applicable, for example, to a lot of things like sports, but it's also applicable to the philosophy of Vaughan systems in the class. The students are so engaged, they forget about time, and time goes quickly, and it's very motivational. Obligar. Obligar. To force or to oblige. Reparar. Reparar. To repair. Also to fix. Less common, but very common in English, to mend. My brother-in-law Andy uses this quite a bit. So they mended. I went to the shoemakers to get my shoes mended. Mended. Undir. Undir. To sink. An irregular verb. The Titanic sank because it struck an iceberg. Debajo de. Debajo de. Underneath. Excuse me. Underneath. Underneath. All right, let's do a little bit of mastering the interrogative. Okay. So I give you the answer. You give me the question. All right. It's 160 miles from Cork to Dublin. It's 160 miles from Cork to Dublin. How far? So this is the question you ask for distance. How far is it from Cork to Dublin? How far is it from Cork to Dublin? It takes 3 hours to drive to Valencia. It takes 3 hours to drive to Valencia. How long does it take to drive to Valencia? How long does it take to drive to Valencia? My sister smokes. Be careful with the pronunciation here. My sister smokes Marlboro. My sister smokes Marlboro. What kind of cigarettes does your sister smoke? Does your sister smoke? So, hermanas, sisters. Sisters smoke. Sister smoke. There used to be a car which was a version of the old Mini. Not the modern Mini, but the old Mini. And it was called a Mini Moke. And it was a kind of open top, very basic Mini, the Mini Moke. My sister smoke. My sister smoke. What kind of cigarettes does your sister smoke? I remember being at school. I think I was probably in my last year of school, 17, 18, when the Marlboro brand of cigarettes was launched in the Irish market. And of course, they were the cool cigarette. Because up to then, people smoked British cigarettes. Like, there's a brand, the most common brand I would say that my friends smoked was John Player Blue. Then there was an Irish brand, a very Irish brand called Major. And Major was a different shape of cigarette. It was shorter. It was thicker, very strong. Maybe not as strong as your Ducados, but very, very strong. But Marlboro became the cool brand. My brother lives in Boston. My brother lives in Boston. Where does your brother live? Where does your brother live? Now, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, you can be sure that they celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Boston and in New York and in Chicago. And of course, in Chicago, they dye the river green, the Chicago River that flows right through the city. They dye it green because there's Boston is probably the most Irish city in the United States. It's and also New York, also Chicago, And also cities like Philadelphia, for example, have a very strong Irish influence. My uncle has three children. How many children does your uncle have? Now you will hear natives saying, how many children has your uncle? But I prefer, how many children does your uncle have? Maybe you say, well, why? You need as much practice as possible with the auxiliary verb to do. And it sounds more elegant. It's better English. How many children does your uncle have? My uncle's wife is Japanese. What nationality is your uncle's wife? One more time. We'll take a quick break, folks, and I'll be right back.
We are back, baby. We are f***ing back.
We are back.
Sí, sí, como lo oyes, volvemos a abrir nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, así que cuando tengas un ratillo, pásate a vernos. Estaremos encantados de saludarte y ayudarte en tu proceso de compra. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Quién ha dicho que esta Semana Santa no tienes planes? ¡Has quedado con nosotros! Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Welcome back to the program, or welcome to the program if you're just joining me, and thank you for doing so. Let's continue with a little bit of mastering the interrogative. So I'll repeat a couple of the important questions we covered before the break. So my uncle has three children. How many children does your uncle have? My uncle's wife is Japanese. She's not from Japan, that's not what I'm saying. I want the word nationality. My uncle's wife is Japanese. What nationality is your uncle's wife? My uncle drives a BMW. What kind of car does your uncle drive? It takes him 10 minutes to drive to work. How long does it take him to drive to work? He works 10 hours a day. How many hours does he work? How many hours a day does he work? He works in a bank. Where does he work? The capital of Arizona is Phoenix. It's located in the center of the state. Where is it located? There are about 1.5 million people in Phoenix. How many people are there in Phoenix? There are about 1.5 million people in Phoenix. It has four art museums. How many art museums does it have? There are three bedrooms in my house. How many bedrooms are there in your house? Mine is the biggest one. Which one is yours? That book is mine. Whose book is that? And be careful. Whose book is that? Those documents are theirs. She calls me twice a week. How often does she call you? He's coming later on this afternoon. When is he coming? Or if you prefer, you can contract this. I'll contact him tomorrow morning. When will you contact him? They'll be here until 5 p.m. How long will they be here? It takes 20 minutes to repair it. How long does it take to fix it? He comes here because he likes the food. Why does he come here? All right. let's do a little bit of work with the sister routine. And you might say, oh my God, not again. Yes, because you have to master the auxiliary verb to do. It's essential. You must auxiliary. It's more important than the auxiliary to have, because the auxiliary to have is usually confined to the present perfect, and the present simple is used more than the present perfect. And you will be more fluent in asking questions, which will give you greater confidence and make you better at conversation. Because sometimes students say to us, but I want to just practice conversation. If you practice the conversation that you know, you will stay in your comfort zone. You won't do anything you're incapable of doing. When I'm conversing in Spanish, I use the Spanish that I know. I don't use the Spanish I'm unsure of course, because you find a way of communicating that works for you. But to get better, I would need a teacher who insists on helping me with ser and estar, being more fluent with that. So it's a fundamental of the language. So here we go. Tell him to ask me if I have a sister. Tell him to ask me if I have a sister. Ask him if he has a sister. Ask him if he has a sister. Do you have a sister? Do you have a sister? What does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know if you have a sister. He wants to know if you have a sister. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Now tell him to ask me where she lives. Tell him to ask me where she, my sister, tell him to ask me where she lives. Ask him, the teacher, ask him where she lives. Ask him where she lives. Where does she live? Where does she live? What does she want to know? What does she want to know? Or what does he want to know? Sorry, excuse me. What does he want to know? He wants to know where she lives. He wants to know where she lives. Very good. Well, she lives in Denver, Colorado. She lives in Denver, Colorado. One of the highest cities in the United States in terms of altitude. She lives in Denver, Colorado. Now, tell him to ask me if she works. Tell him to ask me if she works. Ask the teacher if his sister works. Ask the teacher if his sister works. Does your sister work? Does your sister work? What does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know if your sister works. He wants to know if your sister works. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She has three jobs, one in the morning, one at midday, and one in the afternoon. One in the morning, one at midday, and one in the afternoon. Now listen to the prepositions. One in the morning, one at midday, and one in the afternoon. Now tell him to ask me what my sister does in the morning. Tell him to ask me what my sister does in the morning. Ask him what his sister does in the morning. Ask him what his sister does in the morning. What does your sister do in the morning? What does your sister do in the morning? Excuse me, what does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know what your sister does in the morning. He wants to know what your sister does in the morning. She teaches. She teaches. Now, tell him to ask me what she teaches. Tell him to ask me what she teaches. Ask him what she teaches. Ask him what she teaches. What does she teach? What does she teach? Excuse me, what does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know what she teaches. He wants to know what she teaches. Very good. She teaches interior decoration. She teaches interior decoration. Now, tell him to ask me how many hours she teaches every day. Tell him to ask me how many hours she teaches every day. How many hours does she teach every day? How many hours does she teach every day? Sorry. Tell him to ask me how many hours she teaches every day. Tell him to ask me how many hours she teaches every day. Ask him how many hours she teaches every day. Ask him how many hours she teaches every day. How many hours does she teach every day? How many hours does she teach every day? What does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know how many hours she teaches every day. He wants to know how many hours she teaches every day. Very good. She teaches 3 hours every day. She teaches 3 hours every day. Now tell him to ask me what time she starts in the morning. Careful of the pronunciation of she starts. She starts. Tell him to ask me what time she starts every morning. Ask him what time she starts every morning. Ask him what time she starts every morning. What time does she start every morning? What time does she, does she, does she, does she? What time does she start every morning? What time does she start every morning? What does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know what time she starts every morning. He wants to know what time she starts every morning. She starts at 8:30 every morning, or at 8:30. She starts at 8:30 every morning. If you're in doubt about time, use the American or digital format. But of course, you do need to know 7:45 is 7:45. 7:25 is 7:35. And the danger is that you will hear this and you will misunderstand. But when you're using it, you can use the American format. So she starts at 8:30. Now, tell him to ask me what my sister does at midday. Tell him to ask me what my sister does at midday. Ask him what his sister does at midday. Ask him what his sister does at midday. What does your sister do at midday? What does your sister do at midday? Okay, very good. What does he want to know? What does he want to know? He wants to know what your sister does at midday. He wants to know what your sister does at midday. Very good. She works in a bank. She works in a bank. Very good. So, what does he want to know? He wants to know what your sister does at midday. She works in a bank. She works in a bank. Now, we're going to keep going with this theme of the auxiliary verb to do. All right, so be ready for this. I'll say it in Spanish, you say it in English. Tengo un problema. Tengo un problema. I have a problem. I have a problem. No tengo un problema. No tengo un problema. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. Tengo un problema. Tengo un problema. Do I have a problem? Do I have a problem? Tienes una reunión mañana. Tienes una reunión mañana. You have a meeting tomorrow. You have a meeting tomorrow. No tienes una reunión mañana. No tienes una reunión mañana. You don't have a meeting tomorrow. You don't have a meeting tomorrow. Tienes una reunión mañana. Tienes una reunión mañana. Do you have a meeting tomorrow? Do you have a meeting tomorrow? Él tiene un dolor de cabeza. Él tiene un dolor de cabeza. He has a headache. He has a headache. Él no tiene un dolor de cabeza. Él no tiene un dolor de cabeza. He doesn't have a headache. He doesn't have a headache. ¿Tiene él un dolor de cabeza? ¿Tiene él un dolor de cabeza? Does he have a headache? Does he have a headache? Ella tiene tres hijos. Ella tiene tres hijos. She has three children. She has three children. Ella no tiene tres hijos. Ella no tiene tres hijos. She doesn't have three children. She doesn't have three children. ¿Tiene ella tres hijos? ¿Tiene ella tres hijos? Does she have three children? Does she have three children? Pedro tiene un buen empleo. Pedro tiene un buen empleo. Peter has a good job. Peter has a good job. Or Pedro. We shouldn't translate names. So Pedro has a good job. Pedro has a good job. Pedro no tiene un buen empleo. Pedro no tiene un buen empleo. Pedro doesn't have a good job. Pedro doesn't have a good job. ¿Tiene Pedro un buen empleo? ¿Tiene Pedro un buen empleo? Does Pedro have a good job? Does Pedro have a good job? This reminds me of something interesting, which is even 20 years ago, the typical English teacher from the United States might have been called John Smith or Richard Vaughan or Alex Campbell. So we would say Anglo-Saxon names. Now they're much more likely, even though they're born and raised in the United States, to have an American. They could be called Pedro Gonzalez. It's much more typical because of the change in sociology. España tiene un gobierno conservador. España tiene un gobierno conservador. Spain has a conservative government. Spain has a conservative government. No tiene un gobierno conservador. No tiene un gobierno conservador. It doesn't have a conservative government. It doesn't have a conservative government. Tiene un gobierno conservador. Tiene un gobierno conservador. Does it have a conservative government? Does it have a conservative government? Tenemos alternativas. Tenemos alternativas. We have some alternatives. Alternatives. No tenemos alternativas. No tenemos alternativas. We don't have any alternatives. We don't have any alternatives. Tenemos alternativas. Tenemos alternativas. Do we have any alternatives? Do we have any alternatives? Tenéis mi apoyo. Tenéis mi apoyo. You have my support. You have my support. No tenéis mi apoyo. No tenéis mi apoyo. You don't have my support. Now, make sure you pronounce the T in don't. You don't have my support. Tenéis mi apoyo. Tenéis mi apoyo. Do you have my support? Excuse me. Do you have my support? Tienen algo de experiencia. Tienen algo de experiencia. They have some experience with a very strong X. They have some experience. They have some experience. No tienen experiencia. No tienen experiencia. They don't have any experience. Experience. They don't have any experience. Tienen experiencia. Tienen experiencia. Do they have any experience? Do they have any experience? One more time. Do they have any experience? Any experience. All right, let's continue with do. Yes, it's essential. It's like training for a marathon. You have to learn how to run before you can do the very, you know, you have to learn how to run short distances, and then it gets longer and longer and longer. All right, I'll simply ask you a question here, and I just want you to give me an answer. Where does the President of the United States live? Where does the President of the United States live? He lives in Washington, D.C. He lives in Washington, D.C. Where does his wife live? Where does his wife live? She lives in Washington, D.C. too. She lives in Washington, D.C. too. Where do you go on holiday? Where do you go on holiday? I usually go on holiday to Ireland. I usually go on holiday to Ireland or to other parts of Spain. Where does the Pope go on holiday? Where does the Pope go on holiday? He goes to Castel Gandolfo. He goes to Castel Gandolfo in the hills outside of Rome. If you've seen the film The Two Popes, part of it was filmed at Castel Gandolfo. What does Bruce Springsteen do? Bruce Springsteen, not Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. What does Bruce Springsteen do? He's a musician. He's a musician. What does Lady Gaga do? What does Lady Gaga do? She's a musician too. She's a musician too. Where does your sister work? Where does your sister work? Well, I have four sisters. But in the sister routine, you said you had one. Ah, but that's Richard's sister. That's not my sister. So, where does your sister work? Well, my sisters work in, I have four sisters, and they work three different companies, and one works for the Irish government. When do you go on holiday? When do you go on holiday? I usually go on holiday in August. I usually go on holiday in August. What do you have for lunch? What do you have for lunch? Well, it depends. It depends. What did I have yesterday? Yesterday I had rice, peas, and tuna. Rice, peas, and tuna, you might say. Oh, sorry, rice, peas, tuna, and tomato sauce. It was quite tasty. I needed to make something quickly, and I was able to make it in 10 minutes. Who do you have lunch with? Who do you have lunch with? Well, these days, like a lot of us working from home, I have lunch by myself. I have lunch by myself. Where do you have breakfast? Where do you have breakfast? I have breakfast right here, where I'm sitting right now. I have breakfast right here. Where does the Queen of England have breakfast? Where does the Queen of England have breakfast? The Queen of England has breakfast in Buckingham Palace. most of the time. Although, of course, she has many palaces and houses. Where does Santa Claus live? Where does Santa Claus live? Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. What does Ratoncito Perez do? What does Ratoncito Perez do? Well, he collects children's teeth. So in my culture, we call him, although I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, the Tooth Fairy. I never thought of it as being either a man or a woman when I was a child. It was the Tooth Fairy. So the same idea, Tooth Fairy, sorry. Your tooth falls out, you put it under the pillow, you wake up in the morning and, hey, I've got some money. I've got some cash, some hard cash. And I didn't know about Ratoncito Perez until I came to Spain. And I remember being in a camp with some kids. And one of the little kids, one of the little kids' teeth was loose. It was going to fall out. So we watched it with my fellow teachers. And then one of my teachers said, oh, her tooth fell out. Her tooth finally fell out. And so we put money under the pillow. And in the morning she said, ah, Ratoncito Perez. And I thought, well, who's Ratoncito Perez? I didn't ask the child, but I asked my colleagues. And they said, oh, yeah, here in Spain, it's Ratoncito Perez. What do you eat for breakfast? What do you eat for breakfast? Well, I always drink coffee for breakfast. And I usually have some toast and maybe avocado and some fruit. What do cows drink? What do cows drink? Cows drink water. Most people give the spontaneous, they say, oh, cows drink milk. No, no. Cows drink water and they eat grass to make milk. What do they eat? What do they eat? Well, in the summertime, they eat grass and hay and silage, which is grass that is cut in the summer and preserved by the farmer for winter fodder. Fodder, F-O-D-D-E-R, which is feed for animals, like hay, like silage. Where do elephants live? Where do elephants live? Well, elephants live in Africa and in Asia. The African elephant is bigger, the Asian elephant is smaller. Where do you buy lottery tickets? Where do you buy lottery tickets? You buy lottery tickets at the lottery ticket kiosk. You buy lottery tickets at the lottery ticket kiosk, or you buy them online. All right. Let's continue. How are we doing for time here? Pretty good. We're going to review the vocabulary before we finish. So, because it's a review, I'll only say it once. Abundante. Abundant. Cariñoso. Affectionate. Affectionate. Así como. Así como. As well as. As well as. Durmiendo o dormido. Asleep. Jaula, cage, like Nicolas Cage, Nicolas Jaula, calefacción central, central heating, fresco, as in temperature, fresco, cool, the evening was very cool, the mornings are nice and cool, in the cool of the evening, fanático, fanatic, basura, garbage, trash, rubbish, and litter if it's on the ground. If people have the bad habit of throwing cigarettes on the ground or pieces of plastic, if it's on the ground in public, it's litter. Miel, honey. Por adelantado, in advance, with a strong V. Be careful of that V, in advance. Mientras tanto, in the meantime, or meanwhile. Be careful of mixing those up. Longitud. Length. Medianoche. Midnight. Midnight. Another great song from the 1970s. Midnight at the Oasis. Nativo. Nativo. Native. Native. Psicológico. Psicológico. Psychological. With a strong G. Psychological. Psychological. Fresas. Fresas, strawberries. Strawberries. Lepe is famous for its strawberries. It's famous for its strawberries. Agradecido. Agradecido. Thankful. I'm thankful for your time. I'm thankful for your support. I'm thankful for your business. We would say that. Thank you for the business. Thank you for doing business with us. We appreciate it. Lograr o llevar a cabo, lograr o llevar a cabo, to accomplish, to achieve also. In a very informal sense, to get. But it doesn't communicate that if you accomplish something, you got something with great success. Desaparecer, to disappear. Fluir, to flow. Obligar, to force or to oblige. Reparar, to repair or to fix. Hundir, to sink. And finally, debajo de, under or underneath. Thank you so much for joining me today, folks. Have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
¿Quién ha dicho que esta Semana Santa no tienes planes? ¡Has quedado con nosotros! Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho.